Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And once again, we encourage you to do things with your dogs and cats to stimulate them and show them they're loved. Always check with your vet and make sure that your pet is up to doing these things. So here are some things about, let's start with dogs. So teaching a variety of tricks not only provides mental stimulation and physical activity for dogs and cats, but it strengthens the bond between pet owners. And you know what? Using positive reinforcement, keeping the training sessions short, and regardless of the age of the dog, and consistent is really good. Dogs of all ages can learn new tricks, so don't assume that you can only train a puppy. And again, keep it short. Give plenty of rewards. Be patient, gentle, and consistent, and use a sweet, kind voice. So training a dog to kiss is one of the easiest tricks to kiss. While not everyone enjoys a wet doggy smooch, it goes over well for you and your pet. And teaching them to kiss on cue is that it also helps prevent unwanted licking. Training a dog to speak or even sing along with you is fun, and it can help solve a common behavior problem. Many dog trainers recommend using the speak or quiet commands to put an end to excessive barking. Putting these on command allows your dog to bark in certain situations, allows you to have control over other situations. It's also a fun way to show off your dog's conversational skills at family gatherings. I know I watch a lot of YouTube videos about cats and dogs, and honestly, you don't need to use AI to get them to do that. It's really a fun thing. Sometimes my dog likes to actually sing along with me when I'm playing on the piano if I just don't hit the high tunes. Remember, dogs' ears are very sensitive to pitches. So back up. Back up is a fun dog trick that comes in handy in a variety of situations. Once your dog knows how to back up on command, you can use it to keep them from rushing out the door, crowding you at the refrigerator, or just to entertain your friends. Backing up is a fairly simple trick to teach a dog. All you need is some patience and a handful of treats. How about shake paws? Oh, I love to shake paws. Actually, I like to high five with the little kids and shake paws with the puppies. Have your dog greet your friends by shaking hands or paws, as the case may be. This is an easy dog trick you can train in a few short sessions. Most dogs naturally like using their paws, and they get when they get positive attention when they do the trick, that's even better. Hey, do you like doing the wave at the football and the basketball and all the games? Well, you can teach your dog to wave hello and goodbye. Start by training your dogs to shake paws. You use the same action your dog uses to shake to train them to lift their paw to wave. It's a great attention-getting trick that'll be very cute to watch. You know, I remember watching Johnny Carson. I'm dating myself. Stupid Pet Tricks. And of course, I used to love the San Diego Zoo when they would bring Joan Embry would go on all the national shows with different pets to show them tricks. So start with your dog and cat. You may not be Joan Embry of the San Diego Zoo, or get your animal onto some kind of show like America's Got Talent. But heck, it's really fun. Okay, this is another one. We have a little French bulldog in the family, not mine. I love this little bulldog. His name is Turkey Lurkey. Go figure. He was gotten on Thanksgiving. And this dog loves to spin. So hold a treat near your dog's nose. You can easily lure them into a spin. You can teach your dog to spin in a specific direction. It's really kind of fun. Sit pretty. Oh my goodness. Yes, this is really one of my favorite things, especially for smaller dogs, you know, like a corgi or something like that. Similar to the bay command, the sit pretty trick has your dog balancing on their back legs while raising the front legs in a seated position. It's cute and perfect for taking photos as well. And then roll over. Oh yeah, you can train a dog to roll over in several small parts and work up to getting them to roll over all the way. It's a lot of fun. Play dead. Well, sometimes I do that when I just don't want to listen to my husband, but you can teach your dog to play dead too. Your friends are sure to be blown away when you hold up your finger like a gun, say bang, and your dog falls to the floor to play dead. It looks impressive. Just, you know, if you've already trained them to roll over, you can teach them to do that. So sit is really important. Training a dog to sit on command is one of the first tricks that people try with their dog with some treats. You can do that. And downward dog, well, you're not teaching them yoga, but down is another good basic dog trick. You can teach your dog to lie down on command. What about cats? Well, hold on. I'm going to tell you all about cats. The five easiest tricks to teach your cat are sit. Sit is a simple trick. It's taught the same way as dogs for cats with a treat. Come, many cats learn this great trick quickly when you give plenty of positive reinforcement and treats. Because cats are different than dogs. They want treats. They will sit, shake, spin, fetch, high five, and roll over. I taught ours to catch the ball, a tennis ball in his mouth, and throw it back down. You can do it with clicker training and treats. Keep the session short, 2 to 5 minutes, and build your bond. So there are easy ones. High five or paw. Spin and fetch are very easy to do. It doesn't take a cat long to learn tricks. Some over a few days, others may take weeks. But I will say, it's really important. So I like to teach my cat to say when no, and we did it a couple ways. We did not use the age old thing of put some water in a spray bottle when they do something bad. But I do, and we do highlight our displeasure in our voices by saying no firmly and authoritatively without shouting. You can look the cat in the eye and hiss at them, but that's not really a good idea. Learn to do no. Never ever hit your cats, your dogs. Never make it where you're shouting. Don't get frustrated. It's supposed to be fun. So friends, for pet tricks and pet tips, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Be good to your fur babies and be sure to take them to their vet for their annual visit. Aloha.